The coral reef around Nemba Island in Tanzania was in big trouble a few years ago. Climate change, overfishing, and other things people were doing were hurting the reef and the people who depend on it. But now, a project is helping to save the reef and make it healthy again. The project also wants to make sure the reef doesn't get hurt anymore. The water around the island is really clear, so you can see the reef up close even though it's 10 meters below the surface. Coral reefs are like the rainforests of the sea because they have lots of different kinds of sea life. But when the water gets too warm because of climate change, the coral gets stressed and loses the algae that gives it food. This makes the coral turn white and eventually die. Fishermen using dynamite and tourists doing whatever they want have also hurt the coral. There aren't as many fish around anymore, which is a big problem for the people who sell fish. To fix these problems, a group called And Beyond and a non-profit called Africa Foundation are working with the people who live on the island. They made special places underwater where they can grow new coral and then put it back on the reef. Local divers are trained to take care of these special places. It's been working really well, and now 80% of the reef around the island is healthy again. They also made fake reefs out of steel and stone to bring back more sea life and attract people who want to snorkel and dive. The reason the project is doing so well is because the people who live on the island are helping a lot. The groups working on the project are working closely with the local government, and the government made rules to protect the sea around Nemba Island. This means they can control what tourists and fishermen do. They made a limit on how many people can visit the reef, and they're making more money from it. They also stopped fishing around the reef while they were fixing it, which helped stop illegal fishing and taught the fishermen better ways to fish sustainably. The government of Zanzibar is happy with how well the project on Nemba Island is going, and they want to do it in other places too. They put buoys in the water to show where fishing isn't allowed. The problems facing the reefs in Zanzibar are the same problems facing reefs all over the world. The project can't stop the water from getting warmer, but they hope it will inspire people to protect other reefs that are in danger. The relationship between the sea and coral is really important for the health of the ocean, and the project wants to make the reefs healthy again.